Leaves of grass, come closer to me. Push close, my lovers, and take the best I possess. Yield closer and closer, and give me the best you possess. This is unfinished business with me. How is it with you? I was chilled with the cold types and cylinder and wet paper between us. I pass so poorly with paper and types. I must pass with the contact of bodies and souls. I do not thank you for liking me as I am and liking the touch of me. I know that it is good for you to do so. Were all educations practical and ornamental, well displayed out of me, what would it amount to? Were I as the head teacher or charitable proprietor or wise statesman, what would it amount to? Were I to you as the boss employing and paying you, would that satisfy you? The learned and virtuous and benevolent, in the usual terms, a man like me, and never the usual terms. Neither a servant nor a master am I. I take no sooner a large price than a small price. I will have my own, whoever enjoys me. I will be even with you, you shall be even with me. If you are a workman or a workwoman, I stand as nigh as the nighest that works in the same shop. If you bestow gifts on your brother or dearest friend, I demand as good as your brother or dearest friend. If your lover or husband or wife is welcome by day or night, I must be personally as welcome. If you have become degraded or ill, then I will become so for your sake. If you remember your foolish and outlawed deeds, do you think I cannot remember my foolish and outlawed deeds? If you carouse at the table, I say I will carouse at the opposite side of the table. If you meet some stranger in the street and love him or her, do I not often meet strangers in the street and love them? If you see a good deal remarkable in me, I see just as much remarkable in you. Why, what have you thought of yourself? Is it you then that thought yourself less? Is it you that thought the president greater than you, or the rich better off than you, or the educated wiser than you, because you are greasy or pimpled, or that you was once drunk, or a thief, or diseased, or rheumatic, or a prostitute, or are so now, or from frivolity, or impotence, or that you are no scholar and never saw your name in print? Do you give in that you are any less immortal? Souls of men and women, it is not you I call unseen, unheard, untouchable, and untouching. It is not you I go argue pro and con about and to settle whether you are alive or no. I own publicly who you are, if nobody else owns and see and hear you and what you give and take. What is there you cannot give and take? I see not merely that you are polite or white-faced, married or single, citizens of old states or citizens of new states, eminent in some profession, a lady or gentleman in a parlor or dressed in the jail uniform or pulpit uniform, not only the free Utahan, Kansian, or Arkansasian, not only the free Cuban, not merely the slave, not Mexican native or flatfoot or Negro from Africa, Iroquois eating the war flesh, fish terror in his lair of rocks and sand, Esquimaux in the dark, cold snow house, Chinese with the transverse eyes, Bedouin or wandering nomad, or Tabunchik at the head of his droves, grown, half-grown, and babe of this country and every country, indoors and outdoors I see, and all else is behind or through them. The wife, and she is not one jot less than the husband. The daughter, and she is just as good as the son. The mother, and she is every bit as much as the father. Offspring of those not rich, boys apprenticed to trades. Young fellows working on farms, and old fellows working on farms. The naive, the simple and hardy, he is going to the polls to vote. He who has a good time and he who has a bad time, mechanics, southerners, new arrivals, sailors, man-o'-warsmen, merchantmen, coasters, all these I see, but nigher and farther the same as I see. None shall escape me, and none shall wish to escape me. I bring what you much need, not always have. I bring not money or amours or dress or eating, but I bring as good, and send no agent or medium, and offer no representative of value, but offer the value itself. There is something that comes home to one now and perpetually. It is not what is printed or preached or discussed. It eludes discussion in print. It is not to be put in a book. It is not in this book. It is for you, whoever you are. It is no farther from you than your hearing and sight are from you. It is hinted by nearest and commonest and readiest. It is not them, though it is endlessly provoked by them. What is there ready and near you now? You may read in many languages and read nothing about it. You may read the president's message and read nothing about it there. Nothing in the reports from the State Department or Treasury Department, or in the daily papers or the weekly papers, or in the census returns or assessor's returns or prices current or any accounts of stock. The sun and stars that float in the open air, the apple-shaped earth, and we upon it, surely the drift of them is something grand. I do not know what it is except that it is grand and that it is happiness, and that the enclosing purport of us here is not speculation or Beaumont or reconnaissance, and that it is not something which by luck may turn out well for us and without luck must be a failure for us, and not something which may yet be retracted in a certain contingency. The light and shade, the curious sense of body and identity, the greed that with perfect complacence devours all things, the endless pride and outstretching of man, unspeakable and sorrows, the wonders everyone sees and everyone else he sees, the wonders that fill each minute of time forever, and each acre of surface and space forever. Have you reckoned them as mainly for a trade or farm work, or for the profits of a store, or to achieve yourself a position, or to fill a gentleman's leisure or a lady's leisure? Have you reckoned the landscape took substance and form that it might be painted in a picture, or men and women that they might be written of and songs sung, or the attraction of gravity and the great laws and harmonious combinations and the fluids of the air as subjects for the savants, or the brown land and the blue sea for maps and charts, or the stars to be put in constellations and named fancy names, or the regrowth of seeds is for agricultural tables or agricultural growth. Old institutions, these arts, libraries, legends, collections, and the practice handed along in manufacturers, will we rate them so high? Will we rate our prudence and business so high? I have no objection. I rate them as high as the highest, but a child born of woman and man I rate beyond all rate. We thought our union grand and our constitution grand. I do not say that they are not grand and good, for they are. I am this day just as much in love with them as you, but I am eternally in love with them and with all my fellows upon the earth. We consider the Bibles and religions divine. I do not say they are not divine. I say they have all grown out of you and may grow out of you still. It is not they who give the life. It is you who give the life. Leaves are not more shed from the trees or trees from the earth than they are shed out of you. The sum of all known value and respect I add up in you, whoever you are. The president is up there in the White House for you. It is not you who are here for him. The secretaries act in their bureaus for you, not you here for them. The Congress convenes every December for you. Laws, courts, and forming of states, the charters of cities, the going and coming of commerce, and mails are all for you. All doctrines, all politics and civilization exerge from you. All sculpture and monuments and anything inscribed anywhere are tallied in you. The gist of histories and statistics as far back as records reach is in you this hour, and myths and tales the same. If you were not breathing and walking here, where would they all be? The most renowned poems would be ashes, orations and plays would be vacuums. All architecture is what you do to it when you look upon it. Did you think it was in the white or gray stone or the lines of the arches and cornices? All music is what awakens from you when you are reminded by the instruments. It is not the violins and the cornets. It is not the oboe, nor the beating drums, nor the notes of the baritone singer singing his sweet romanza. nor those of men's chorus, nor those of the women's chorus. It is nearer and farther than they. Will the whole come back then? Can each see the signs of the best by a look in the looking glass? Is there nothing greater or more? Does all sit there with you and here with me? The old forever new things, you foolish child, the closest, simplest things, the monument with you, this moment with you, your person in every particle that relates to your person, the pulses of your brain waiting their chance and encouragement at every deed or sight, anything you do in public by day, and anything you do in secret between days, what is called right and what is called wrong, what you behold or touch, what causes your anger or wonder, the ankle chain of the slave, the bed of the bedhouse, the cards of the gambler, the plates of the forger, what is seen or learned in the street or intuitively learned, what is learned in the public school, spelling, reading, writing, and ciphering, the blackboard and the teacher's diagrams, the panes of the windows and all that happens through them, the going forth in the morning and aimless spending of the day, what is it that you made money, what is it that you got when you what you wanted, the usual routine, the workshop, factory, yard, office, store, or desk, the jaunt of hunting or fishing, or the life of hunting or fishing, pasture life, foddering, milking, and herding, and all the personnel and usages, the plum orchard and apple orchard, gardening, seedlings, cutting, flowers, and vines, grains and manures, marl, clay, loam, the subsoil plow, the shovel and pick and rake and hoe, irrigation and draining, the curry comb, the horse cloth, the halter and bridle, and bits, the very wisps of straw, the barn and barnyard, the bins and mangers, the mows and racks, manufacturers, commerce, engineering, the building of cities, and every trade carried on there, and the implements of every trade, the anvil and tongs and hammer, the axe and wedge, the square and miter and jointer and smoothing plane, the plumb bob and trowel and level, the wall scaffold and the work of walls and ceilings, or any mason work, the ship's compass, the sailor's tarpaulin, the stays and lanyard, and the ground tackle for anchoring or mooring, the sloop's tiller, the pilot's wheel and bell, the yacht or fish smack, the great gay-pennanted 300-foot steamboat under full headway with her proud fat breasts and her delicate, swift flashing paddles, the trail and line and hooks and sinkers, the seine and hauling the seine, small arms and rifles, the powder and shot and caps and wadding, the ordnance for war, the carriages, everyday objects, the house chairs, the carpet, the bed and the counterpane of the bed, and him or her sleeping at night, and the wind blowing, and the indefinite noises, the snowstorm or rainstorm, the toe trousers, the lodge hut in the woods, and the still hunt, city and country, fireplace and candle, gaslight and heater and aqueduct, the message of the governor, mayor, or chief of police, the dishes of breakfast or dinner or supper, the bunk room, the fire engine, the string team, and the car or truck behind, the paper I write on, or you write on, and every word we write, and every cross and twirl of the pen, and the curious way we write what we think, yet very faintly, the directory, the detector, the ledger, the books in ranks or the bookshelves, the clock attached to the wall, the ring on your finger, the lady's wristlet, the hammers of stonebreakers or coppersmiths, the druggist's vials and jars, the etui of surgical instruments, or the etui of oculists or aurists' instruments, or dentists' instruments, glass blowing, grinding of wheat and corn, casting and what is cast, tin roofing, shingle dressing, ship carpentering, flagging of sidewalks by flaggers, dock building, fish curing, ferrying, the pump, the pile driver, the great derrick, the coal kiln, and brick kiln, ironworks or whistle ad works, the sugar house, steam saws, the great mills and factories, the cotton bale, the stevedore's hook, the saw and buck of the sawyer, the screen of the coal screener, the mold of the molder, the working knife of the butcher, the cylinder press, the hand press, the frisket and timpan, the compositor's stick and rule, the implements for daguerreotyping, the tools of the rigger or grappler or sailmaker or blockmaker, goods of gutta percha or paper mache, colors and brushes, glaziers, implements, the veneer and glue pot, the confectioner's ornaments, the decanter and glasses, the shears and flat iron, the awl and knee strap, the pint, measure and quart measure, the counter and stool, the writing pen of quill or metal, billiards and ten pins, the ladders and hanging ropes of the gymnasium and the manly exercises, the designs for wallpapers or oilcloths or carpets, the fancies for goods for women, the bookbinder stamps, leather dressing, coach making, boiler making, rope twisting, distilling, sign painting, lime burning, coopering, cotton picking, the walking beam of the steam engine, the throttle and governors and the up and down rods, stave machines and planing machines, the cart of the carman, the omnibus, the ponderous dray, the snowplow, and the two engines pushing it, the ride in the express train of only one car, the swift go through a bowling storm, the bear hunt or coon hunt, the bonfire of shavings in the open lot in the city, the crowd of children watching, the blows of the fighting man, the uppercut in 1, 2, 3, the shop windows, the coffins in the sexton's ware room, the fruit on the fruit stand, the beef on the butcher's stall, the bread and cakes in the bakery, the white and red pork in the pork store, the milliner's ribbons, the dressmaker's patterns, the tea table and homemade sweetmeats, the column of wants in the one-cent paper, the news by telegraph, the amusements and operas and shows, the cotton and woolen and linen you wear, the money you make and spend, your room and bedroom, your piano forte, the stove and cook pans, the house you live in, the rent, the other tenants, the deposit in the savings bank, the trade at the grocery, the pay on Saturday night, the going home and the purchases, in them the heft of the heaviest, in them far more than you estimated and far less also, in them not yourself, you and your soul enclose all things regardless of estimation. In them your themes and hints and provokers. If not, the whole earth has no themes or hints or provokers and never had. I do not affirm what you see beyond is futile. I do not advise you to stop. I do not say leadings. You thought great or not great. But I say that none lead to greater or sadder or happier than those lead to. Will you seek afar off, you surely come back at last. In things best known to you, finding the best or as good as the best, in folks nearest to you, finding also the sweetest and strongest and lovingest, happiness not in another place, but this place, not for another hour, but this hour. Man in the first you see or touch, always in your friend or brother or the nighest neighbor, woman in your mother or lover or wife, and all else thus far known, giving place to men and women, when the psalm sings instead of the singer, when the script preaches instead of the preacher, when the pulpit descends and goes instead of the carver that carved the supporting desk, when the sacred vessels or the bits of the Eucharist or the lathe and plast procreate as effectually as the young silversmiths or bakers or the masons in their overalls, when a university course convinces like a slumbering woman and child convince, when the minted gold in the vault smiles like the night watchman's daughter, when a warranty deeds loaf in chairs opposite and are my friendly companions, I intend to reach them my hand and make as much of them as I do of men and women.